Joining us today for our Ag News update, we have a producer from Salem, South Dakota, Andrew Streff, who also works as a commodity broker at Farmers Trading Company in Mitchell, South Dakota. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Let's start out with a little look at what the crops look like in your area.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time today, Ella. I farm just northwest of Salem with my parents and my wife, and crops are looking good. We no-tilled all of our crops this year, and they started off a bit slow. I won't sugarcoat that. The corn was nothing special when it was first coming out of the ground, but now that we've gotten some good moisture and some good heat on the crops, they look like they're off to the races. Even those no-till beans, you know, they always look a little tough that first month or so. I am pleasantly surprised with how they are looking right now.
And Andrew, you kind of have a special look at things, being a producer yourself, but also working with the markets and studying those futures. How do you think that the weather, specifically in our region, is impacting those futures prices that we're seeing?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate reality that the weather in South Dakota is not going to be a big effect on these commodity markets. Now, of course, these markets pay attention to the weather that we're having in South Dakota, but not nearly as close as they watch the weather in, say, Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana. Those are definitely the big ones. But overall, from what I've gathered, South Dakota's off to a pretty good start. You get further northwest in the state, then you're talking a bit drier conditions. If you go up north, then you're talking wetter conditions, of course. But where I'm from, just northwest of Salem, I'd say we're just about in the sweet spot, maybe a touch on the wet side after that rain event we've had the last few days.
Andrew and his family also have a unique piece of their operation in agritourism, a corn maze that they've developed for the community. We'll check in with Andrew about that at a later date. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. For WNAX, I'm Ella Stiefvater.